Blog Talk Radio. diable dans un pays. Papa ne va planter les poteaux. Et planter les poteaux. Si bon les va planter les poteaux. Planter les poteaux. Papa ne va planter les poteaux. Et planter les poteaux. Papa ne va planter les poteaux. Planter les poteaux. Papa ne va planter les poteaux. Planter les poteaux. Va parler quoi planter les poteaux, planter les poteaux, va parler va planter les poteaux, planter les poteaux, va parler va planter les poteaux, planter les poteaux, va parler va planter les poteaux, planter les poteaux, va parler va planter les poteaux. Planter les poteaux, va parler, va planter les poteaux, planter les poteaux, dis bon les va planter les poteaux, planter les poteaux, va parler, va planter les poteaux, planter les poteaux, va parler, va planter les poteaux, planter les poteaux, va parler, va planter les poteaux, planter les poteaux.
Yeah! Live to the Divine Prince, an African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African Hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Monday, March 12, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince Tiahmekka, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted, and most haunted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Who do Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, and minerals. Do continue to join me here approximately each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time. And in the event that I am not here, please do always enjoy me in archive 24 hours a day here on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. I most certainly do appreciate your thoughtful questions, comments, and requests, and I will be forward with you momentarily. Please do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be with you forward. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, answering all of your questions and concerns, specializing in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type, at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Again, it's www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please do visit my very public, well-documented profiles on Keen at Keen.com, KEEN.com/divine-prince, and on LivePerson at www.liveperson.com/divine-prince, and on Destel at www.destle.com/the-divine-prince. I will be forward momentarily, reminding you that all is indeed and truly a blessing. I will be going to the phone line, so please do bear with me. I apologize for the technical issues that we had on yesterday, which abruptly, I should say, interrupted the show. But I do appreciate those of you who continue to support and continue to return here for the Power Lunch at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. I will be for it. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Chosi, o Chosi te mata, o te mata, su duro mata, o ni bebe, o de lo cua, o de trupo, o Chosi te mata, que está su hijo, hecho banigüe, ahí es dumo cordum, rindiéndole moforibale, un ávila sotite, pa' que usted con su arco y su flecha nos libre de cubano araye, tía, tía, bobo sos burló, eleno pum pum, aina todas las cosas malas, que nosotros nos podamos librar en el plano de esta tierra.
Ocho sí, odete, odete, adele.
Háganos de salud, tranquilidad para su movimiento. Y un boboteno, un yempo, un ávila, sotite.
Ocho sí, odete, odete, adele.
Pa' un bobo iré, un bobo a checún otá. Un bobo wo, H
ochosi, ochosi, odete, odete, adele.
Padre mío celestial, para que nunca su hijo de usted hecho baniwe, ni por desgracia tenga que vivir en su vida. Líbreme de todas las cosas malas.
Ochosi, odete, odete, adele.
Alafia and Ashe, I welcome you here for the Power Lunch at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time. Our listen-in call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1, and I will be more than happy to assist you. Area code 502, who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you today?
Good, good. It's first time I'm calling, and just wonder if my husband and I have some money tied up, and also we have been trying having a baby, so it's like two kind of different things, but I wonder if you have any good or bad news or whatever for me.
Okay, now, the spirit spoke about the money first.
Yeah.
And they gave a very specific number, 45. Now, typically that means that within 45 days, you should get some response. But I'm predicting greater than a response. Things should either be moving forward, or you should know clearly why they aren't. But I feel very positive about that time frame for you in terms of actually getting that money in your hand, 45 days. So please mark that down and keep me posted on that. There's some legal rambling that's involved, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That will come to a head. Sooner rather than later, much sooner than the 45 days, that will come to the head. So you will get documentation, if not by letter or at least a phone call, that something is actually happening now in terms of that. But I see that money coming to you all in 45 days.
Good.
I see the child coming. I'm not going to try and give medical advice, but a great deal of what is happening right now for the two of you is stress. Find some time to just relax. Now, I am seeing a time frame. This is closer to the summer. June is what I'm seeing at the time when you should conceive and get, you know, legitimate word from a medical professional that you're indeed pregnant. But in the meantime, I would definitely watch the diet. I would be very careful of fat and particularly fast food. And not so much you, but even the husband. Sometimes people overlook the effect of that what the man does in terms of health, diet. It really does play a role in how things function biologically, if you know what I mean. So I would be very careful about fat and fast food, particularly for the husband.
We don't eat that.
Okay, I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, we don't. So we eat pretty much.
Are you vegetarian?
No, I'm from Brazil, and I try normally cook, you know, very lean or fish or, you know, grill, chicken. Like, we really, like, health, but we work out every day,
okay.
All the kind of stuff.
Okay,
so we're pretty good on that, yeah.
Yeah, and Brazil has a reputation for being a very healthy country, so I believe you.
Yeah.
So just be careful in terms of fat, though,
okay.
Particularly beef and pig. But you should definitely get a response from your medical professional. And I'm saying June, the first part of June, within the first 13 to 14 days of June, you should definitely conceive.
So you don't see sprains, right?
It's multiple birth.
Okay.
Twins.
Yeah, dad is twins, so.
Yeah, that tends to run in families. So I would definitely expect a multiple birth when it does happen for you.
Yeah, awesome. I wish it happened in spring, but whatever it is, I just want to help kids, so. Well,
yeah, it'll happen right around June, the first or second week of June. You should find out that you're pregnant.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah, but I don't see anything medically wrong, you know, long term that would prevent either of you from having children.
Now, a friend of mine, long time ago, talking to you, and you say time for her also. But the time that you say that she actually found out that she had a boy. So maybe, like I'm saying, is when that psychic or, you know, saying something that can mean those kind of things. Because she, like, you know, he's no actually no wrong. He say I found out, but I found out the birth, you know, that what my child would be and that what it was. You know, she found out there was a girl on that kind of thing, same, I'll say, time frame that you said. So it's normal happening that when the psychic says something like that?
No. Let me be careful. I can't speak for other psychics, okay? Different psychics get their information from different places. I can only speak for myself. I mean,
sure.
As I said earlier in the conversation, I have a well-documented record, public record of accuracy. So typically when I get dates and time frames, they tend to be right on the money. Now, we do have a will, so people can interfere with things manifesting, and that's why the information came through to be very clear about diet. There are certain things that we can do that can block our blessing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But in terms of time frames, dates, I have a really good accuracy with time frames and dates.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much, and it was a blast talk to you today.
Sure. Peace and blessings. And if I can help you in any way, know that I'm here for you.
Okay. I love today. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Okay. Bye.
Again, our live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We will be more than happy to assist you. Wow, I just thought about that. That's real interesting. We had a whole group of people here from Brazil in Congo Square on yesterday. We had a wonderful time in Congo Square. Please do visit the Congo Square NOLA, N-O-L-A, on YouTube. And also my Voodoo Tie, B-O-O-D-O-O-T-Y-E, on YouTube. And you too can experience our Congo Square gathering from yesterday, March 11th, 2012. You can also find those videos and photographs on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/The Divine Prince. We had a wonderful time. I appreciate each and every one of you from Brazil who was with us in Congo Square. And indeed, if that was one of you, I most certainly do appreciate your call. That would suggest that somebody in the community appreciates me and is looking out and is still referring people back to my service. So I greatly appreciate you, and I look forward to hearing of the birth of the child or the pregnancy and that things are moving forward for you and your husband. All is truly a blessing.
Thank you.
And be mindful that my live listen call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to address your questions, comments, and concerns. Moving forward, all is a blessing. Ashe.
Papa lo como en la huyagoe, papa lo como en la. Brena si babe mole si bueno, bata la wama. Si ni bo fe pour nous la, bon Dieu va aider nous.
Papa lo como en la huyagoe.
Thank you. my peace, O God of my salvation. Because the mouth of the wicked and the deceitful is open. Come with I. Rastaman throw one stone, and it bring a bad feeling to all wicked men. Hot up in foot dread, and the man throw one stone, and it bring a bad feeling to all wicked men. Only when man like Marcus Garvey speak, wicked men would I hear. Instead of that, they only sit aside and rob and cheat and oppress the poor. My God, what a sin thing. Like a bingy throw one stone, and it bring a bad feelings to all wicked men. What a black bingy man throw one stone, and it bring a bad feelings to all wicked men. If Rasta make a progressive move, wicked men are red. How they want to see the days when them can't send out Rasta, can't send I out, I send out Babylon. Bingy man throw one stone, and it bring a bad feeling to all wicked men. What? Bingy man a throw one stone, and it bring a bad feelings to all wicked men. Things change,
my Empress.
The table is turned,
my Empress.
And you will have to live, and live and learn,
and do a friend.
President Mandela was in prison for 20 odd years. And he leave from the prison and take the seat of the president. Stone one! Bingy man, we throw one stone, and it bring up bad feelings in Africa. Bingy man, we throw one stone, and it bring a bad feeling in a European land. Prophet of the land, yes. Truthful one, throw one stone, and it brings up bad feelings to all we carry. The truthful one, them throw one stone, and it brings up bad feelings to all we carry.
If you the shelter of Yahweh and make your home in the light of the Lord, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. To destroy you, he covers you with his feathers, and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terrors of night. He
Thank you. Kote la vi nou ye.